I think what surprised me the most when I started writing this book, Steps, because it was based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's made such an enormous impact on millions of people who struggle with addictions, is how, in fact, those 12 steps, to me, are not mostly about recovery. That's actually kind of a side effect, side benefit. Really, it's about following Jesus from the very beginning. The discovery that I am powerless, that I am facing a problem that I myself and my little will and my little ego will never be able to overcome. And in Alcoholics Anonymous, that problem is often talked about as alcohol. But in AA, people often say, I didn't have a drinking problem. I had a reality problem. I used drinking to solve my reality problem. But I got to be able to deal with reality. And the reality that I'll deal with is me. And in particular, my sin, my brokenness. So each step, facing my own powerlessness and the unmanageability of my life, and I've experienced this, and then coming to believe that there is one greater than myself who created this world, wants to redeem it and wants to redeem me, and then the power of surrender. The great surprise and what's deeply meaningful about the journey through these 12 steps is that they are simply an accessible, available, actionable, understandable rule of life, means for following Jesus in our day. And I've discovered that in a new way as I've been on this journey going through the steps.
Oh, man.